You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello and welcome to All In, the gambling podcast. It is the weekly check-in where me and my partner in gamble go over our bets of the week, and it is March Madness, baby, so it is the college edition. I am, of course, Susan B. Carl, and I am here with my partner in dough. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Clifton Bifton.
Clifton Bifton, how you doing, Clifton?
I'm doing pretty good because none of my bets have lost yet.
That's really, you are an ace, because you go to a lot of college basketball games.
Yes, I see every game every season. I see every game every season, and that's true.
And so what's happening is you are traveling to a game, and then you will have all the other games kind of portrayed around you in your seat, right?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen that, you know, like those ghost hunting shows where the camera's attached to their face?
Yeah, yeah.
I have that, but with several screens, so that everywhere I go, I have all the games in front of me. Excuse me, my own voice kills me.
Well, as always, we've lit our cigars to celebrate the season of March Madness.
That's right, and these are not Cubans. No. What are they?
They are South Dakota. So this is, these are from South Dakota where
I think there's tobacco in here.
That's right. This is tobacco grown in the fertile grounds of South Dakota, which we have got a deal. You can hear it when the ad comes up, of course, but
yes.
You always have to support Cohiba asterisk from South Dakota.
That's right, Cohiba asterisk from South Dakota. Some of the, not smoothest, but cigars you'll ever smoke.
They are some of the cigars you'll ever smoke.
Thank you so much for that kind sponsorship. We really appreciate your patronage. And everybody listening at home, smoke a smooth one because it is time to gamble.
That's right. And like you said, Clifton Bifton, we are early into the first day of March Madness. Providence won. Michigan won. You had both of them winning. You had $3,000 on that game. Paid you out about $4,500 on a plus 200. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm riding high.
Yeah.
When your first two games of the tournament win, you got to feel like I'm gutting all of them.
You're playing with house money now.
I'm 100% so far, and I'm sure I'll lose one. But I just can't feel it yet.
You are, forgive the metaphor, but you got a blowjob before even going into prom. Your prom night's great no matter how it ends now.
And folks at home, you're probably tired of us using this analogy. I know we use it every day, but I've been blown before I went home. That's right, folks. It's a good day so far, and I'm really stoked. Now, you put everything you had on both those games, unfortunately, and lost.
It's an early big loss for me, and I was just absolutely certain that our boys from South Dakota State, home of cigars, were going to pull through, and they just couldn't make it out against Providence, and that is, I bet a little too much against Providence because, as we all know, that's where my son decided to go to school across the country from me.
Right.
And so I think I had a little bit of subconscious resentment from that.
Well, and people talk about betting the farm, and usually they mean it metaphorically.
I bet the farm. Sadly, Nana Wilson passed 4 months ago.
That is sad.
And
I'm sure she'd be proud of what you did with the with the bequeathment.
Happily, she bequeathed me a farm. Sadly, I bet the farm. And
but that was just one of the farms on the line today. That's the thing with March Madness. Mm-hmm. You have 2 days in a row with hundreds, maybe thousands of opportunities for betting. So right now I'm up and I'm looking at the weird ones. I'm looking at the prop bets.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the players bets. And I'm looking at these guys who are unproven. Some of these guys you've never even seen. Well, I have. I've seen every game. But some of these guys most people haven't even seen.
That's
because
right.
These are college players who do not have TV games.
And you, the big bet that you're going is this young kid from one of the 16 seeds. You have him getting 72 rebounds.
It'll be a first.
It'll be a first. But you saw him play and you said, okay, yeah. Look, this kid can play.
Well, I saw him live and he had 12 points and 12 rebounds, but they were dominant.
Yeah.
They were dominant.
And so you're extrapolating from that.
That's right. I got a guy who's going up against a TCU player. I have good intel that their center is hurt.
Okay.
And they're going to play their shortest guy at center. So I'm predicting the opposite team to get 72 rebounds.
Now, we can't really talk about this intel, but your brother, of course, worked for the TCU athletic department.
That's right. And he'll do knee jobs. He'll do knee jobs if I really have a big bet coming out. He'll do knee jobs kind of like a Gallulie. He'll knock someone's knee out.
We shouldn't say it on the air, but he absolutely has knee jobs. Well, because we were underwater with one of our bets. This was TCU, Texas Tech, 4 years ago. And we needed the whole starting five from Texas Tech to go out.
Yeah.
You
may have saw the Netflix documentary.
Yes.
Knee jobs. How do they keep happening all at once?
Now, the documentary is an unsolved mystery. So we'll delete this part of the podcast because we really can't have this information getting out because we'll lose our knee job guy, your brother.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thanks, brother. We love you.
Hey there, brother. Now, one of my favorite parts of March Madness is it is the only time of the year you and I will break our no kielbasa rule. Because our mutual doctor said to each of us separately, you got to start watching out. You got to, you know.
Kielbasa specifically.
There's too much kielbasa going on.
Well, I don't know how it happened with you, but I got an x-ray. Mm-hmm. And my doctor said, your bones look great, but there is far too much kielbasa, not just in your stomach, but in your system.
Mm-mm.
I had kielbasa in my stomach. I had it in my esophagus. I had it in the stomach lining. I had it in the intestine, large and small.
Oh, my God.
Which if you stretch my intestines out all the way, they will cross the country. If you stretched out all the kielbasa in my body, they would cross the country twice.
That's right. You've got two Americas, and we're including Alaska. In Hawaii of kielbasa inside
right.
of you. Your body cannot seem to pass the kielbasa.
That's right. Now, one thing I wanted to go back to about the knee jobs, I'm really hoping to send my brother over to Russia and have him knee job Putin.
All right. We don't get political on this podcast.
Not enough.
But in the past 20 or so days, we have been talking pretty extensively about trying to find somebody to Gallulie Putin and get him out of there, because this is really freaking us out. It's almost hard to talk about gambling anymore.
It really is. It's really hard to talk about gambling, which is my first love, when I know that Putin's walking around on two strong knees.
And we have now sent, I will say, RIP to my mechanic, who tried to infiltrate Putin's inner circle.
One of the best guys I've ever known.
An amazing guy.
Because all we had to do was ask.
Yes, and he was with us. He said, I'd love to be the guy who Gallulies Putin, and then maybe the word, instead of Gallulie, now it'll be Gabonjo, which is my mechanic.
Well, which was your mechanic. Now, yes. Gabonjo's, unfortunately, is closing. Luckily, he bequeathed you the business, and we have a lock bet that we have bet the mechanic house on.
Yes, so to Mrs. Wendy Gabonjo, our thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family in this dark, tough time.
But we are going to cut you in on the winnings.
Yes.
You get a sweet 10% of the profits.
That's right. So if Gabonjo's doesn't get lost, which is the hope, obviously, is we want to keep Gabonjo's, then we will give you 10% of all the money that comes in with Gabonjo's. And we, of course, gambled with the franchise owner of the Del Taco across the street. So it's a Del Taco up against the Gabonjo's.
And this is interesting because not only do we have a bet with the house, with the Vegas house, but we're also betting the guy across the street from us. So it's a three-way bet between,
right.
and it, you know, it's a Del's deal.
It's Adele's deal, so you can get this is the Adele deal of the week.
Not to be confused with the Adele deal of the week.
No, that's right. That comes at the end of the episode, as we all know. But the Adele deal of the week is the Arkansas Razorbacks forfeiting before the game starts. If they do, we get Adele taco, we get to keep Cabanchos, and we get $450 from Las Vegas.
Vegas is a pretty small partner in this bet. It's mostly a one-to-one local bet, yeah. Which a lot of people don't know about their local betting market. Everybody knows about the Vegas odds, the national odds, excuse me. But not enough people bet local.
That's absolutely right. We really recommend that you get into a local bet because a lot of people say, hey, I don't have the money in my account to bet. Yeah. Like how you guys bet. We say, talk to somebody around you. What do they have that you want? What do you have that they want? Mm-hmm. Make that bet. You like their dog? I don't know. Maybe you've got a cat that you're willing to
That's
give
right.
up. Or yeah, maybe you get a three-way with the neighbor's cat or something like that.
And a lot of people think that we were born into this gambling money. A lot of people think we've been gambling since the beginning. But for me, I remember my first bet.
Yeah, talk about that. That's a beautiful memory.
It is a beautiful memory. I had just bought a foot-long Subway sandwich and only eaten 6 inches.
Right.
So I had 6 inches of sandwich that would either fill my belly later or... what else could this be good for? So I figured this is a commodity. I could probably bet this,
yes.
Turn it into another foot long, and then it's like I never ate anything.
And then you had 6 inches, you get a foot, now you've had a foot and a half of sandwich.
That's right.
For the price of one sandwich.
That's right. Well, so I walked back into Subway. They said, there's no way we're going to bet half of a sandwich you just paid us for a future sandwich from us. We wouldn't have any use for the half a sandwich. So I went across the street and I bet a Carl's Jr. I bet them for my half sandwich for a crisp cut fry, a soda, and a double Western bacon cheeseburger.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it won. It won. So then I had a big lunch. I had a Subway sandwich, and I had a full meal from Carl's. I got the half sandwich still. So now I'm betting this half sandwich around town. And I'll tell you what, it was off to the races from there.
I love this story, and I've never been able to figure out what the bet is that you made with Carl Jr. You're just saying, I bet that this is a sandwich and you have a meal here. What's the gamble?
The gamble is next color car that comes through the drive-thru. I, of course, bet black. Black came through.
That's amazing.
Free meal.
That is absolutely incredible. Now, we do have to take a water break real quick here.
Sponsored by water, almost.
From the beautiful rivers of South Dakota, downstream of the cigar factory, we have some of the almostest water that you can get these days. It's not boxed water. This water comes in a bucket, and it is almost fully H2O.
Yes, this is 80% water, 20%. Asterisk.
Yes, this is H2O asterisk, folks. Now, you can get this at our website. Enter code ALMOST, and you get a 10% off discount, which you can then double down the discount on our website. If the water doesn't taste like water to you, hashtag almost, asterisk, then you get your money back.
That's right. That's right. Everything on our website technically is available for wager.
Yes. My first gamble... prom night.
Uh-huh.
I bet my prom suit, and I was being funny, so I wore like a 70s pimp suit.
Hilarious.
Really funny. Really funny.
You were that funny guy in high school, weren't you?
I didn't have a date, but I was hilarious at prom, which I think is more important.
Some of the funniest guys rarely have dates. I found that to be really true.
Absolutely.
Some of the best gamblers rarely have dates.
Because they're one and the same, being funny, gambling. It's about understanding people and understanding what's unusual and being ahead of the game.
Awesome. So, you gambled your suit.
And I said, okay, there is absolutely no way that Brad... Forgive me, Brad. This was Brad Smith. I don't know how I forgot his name. It is so simple. But I bet he was a lock for prom king.
Oh God, we know the type.
We know the
broad
type.
Shouldered, broad tall, shouldered, thick chin.
All of the above. This guy was the shoulders of Cena, the chin of Leno, the hair of Ham, and I mean John Ham, not a pig. And he just gorgeous. And I said, he can't win. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
And so I started kind of doing whispers around, you know, and I started to judge the bet. And I said, I actually heard that the trench coat kid is going to win prom.
Well, sometimes you got to go with the long shot.
The king. Yeah, it's going to be trench coat kid. And so I still bet Brad, but everyone was hearing whispers about trench coat kid.
Genius.
Brad wins. Trenchcoat Kid got his hopes up so high.
Oh, my God.
He ends up going home, stealing every kid's cat in town.
And let me guess, you had a backside bet placed on that?
There's a backside bet that he would be going to prison, and he went that night. So here I am winning because he lost prom king.
Amazing.
By the way, the cats all ended up totally fine. Two escaped. They were found later.
Good.
But he was setting up kind of some sort of Abu Ghraib for cats. They caught him before it got too weird, which I was glad about. And they
found- and hey, listen, I get what you mean by Abu Ghraib for cats. There's no more necessary explanation.
It was in the news at the time, Abu Ghraib. And so he kind of knew what was going on, so he did Abu Ghraib for cats. But anyway, from then on, I was just hooked about the gamble, because the gamble is exciting.
Yeah.
But it was the manipulation that was really nice, reading people. And from then on, you know, that's right after that is when Doyle Brunson took me under his wing.
Oh, my God, the cowboy king. That guy could win a poker hand with 10-4 and his hand tied behind his back.
Absolutely. I played him once blindfolded, hand behind his back. He couldn't even look at his cards. He still swept the table.
Oh, God. Well, let me guess. He got you to fold.
I folded pocket aces.
God!
Doyle Brunson
got him again.
And so, of course, we love Doyle here on the pod. Everyone, we've read his book 5, 6, 7, 8 times. That's my Bible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, you look like Jesus, I'll read your book. Yeah. I've always said it. Always said that. That's why I'm a big Russell Brand fan right now.
Yes, he looks like the second coming, doesn't he? And he's got a lot to say.
I'll tell you what, once he got his own platform, he really started speaking freely.
Mm-hmm, because Brand X was close. I love Brand X on the FX network.
Yes, it's filmed in a tiny room. None of the audience wanted to be there, and no one in America is sure why we know this guy.
It was that interesting era of FX where they gave Russell Brand and Kamau Bell shows, and everyone was like, where is the personality? What's going on here?
What happened to the laughs? For two comedians, these shows are pretty dry and informational.
Remember, The Daily Show was still funny, is what people were saying.
The thing people forget about The Daily Show is it worked because it's a joke.
They said, let's take away the humor and let's just turn up the smugness. But anyway, Brand now does his direct videos from bed wearing his little loose
He's
legs.
Pretty much the new Rogan.
You're absolutely right about
Speaking
that.
Speaking of... Thank you to our sponsor, Rogaine.
Yes.
For every gambler's needs, Rogaine.
One thing you don't have to bet on is that you'll look better if you have hair.
There's no lock like having hair.
Well, speaking of really quick, because we just got to get back to this, I can't get my mind off of it. I do want to send my thoughts and prayers out to my bagger.
I love this segment. Store.
It is thoughts and prayers.
Well, this is where we show that we're real salt of the earth, guys.
Yes.
We're not just high on the hog gamblers. We're not speculators. We're part of a community.
Mm-hmm. So my bagger, Vance.
His name is Vance. I mean, which is funny on its own. That's why he's your bagger, not everybody else there.
That's exactly right. I pick Vance because of that, excuse me. And Unfortunately, he made a few bad bets with me as a middleman, and
that's
deep in the hole right now.
That's tough.
He's working graveyard shifts. He's working 18-hour days. He's working double overtime.
At the grave.
Just to catch it. Yes, he's doing the graveyard shift, double overtime, at the grave. So he's burying.
He's burying all night.
All night. As we all know, at the funeral, they put in the coffin, but not with the actual body in it, mm-hmm. just in case, you mm-hmm. know, the guy's still alive or whatever. They want to make sure. Then a gravedigger has to dig the grave up, mm-hmm. take the coffin out, put the real body in, right. take out the fake body.
Right. And then, of course, he has to make the video with the corpse that the funeral home sends out, the yes. funny videos.
Yes, because you do either funny corpse videos or proof videos. Well, it started as proof videos.
Of course.
People said, I want proof that my husband's, dad's, mom's corpse is in there. And mm-hmm. so I said, okay. And then it started getting competitive because there were so many people making corpse videos that some of them started doing funny ones.
Well, one, you can advertise on these videos. Mm-hmm. Whatever gets the most clicks is going to win.
Yes.
So these funny corpse videos have gotten huge.
Yeah. For me, as a funny person, the funny corpse videos don't work for me as much as the more dramatic ones, the more yeah. experimental ones.
Yeah.
Those are nice and surprising.
Yeah.
You know, I saw one just the other day where, unfortunately, a young man was hit by a bus.
Mm.
And so the whole video was this guy's life if he hadn't been hit by a bus. And so
wow.
he was being puppeted around,
wow.
you know, as if the bus hit had never happened.
Kind of an It's a Wonderful Life situation.
Yeah.
What a beautiful film.
Very experimental. Yeah,
yeah.
Great film. But yeah. anyway, to Bagger Vance, I'm so sorry. Those bets you made through me have absolutely crippled your life. And this leads me to the walk of the week. If you're Bagger Vance or anyone out there who is really in the hole, you need one big bet that is huge odds, but we know it's going to pay off.
Right.
This week's lock of the week, Joe Biden will get COVID by Monday. We have
Wow, that's a good lock.
It's a lock of the week. It's at plus 25,000 right now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But,
wow, so that's good odds. You put in $10, you could win, what is that, $2,500, $25,000?
Well, it's, yeah, for every 100 you put in, you make 25K. So if you
wow.
just put 10 in, you would be making 2.5.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to put a lot of money in on this thing because the odds are fantastic.
Yes, and the thing is, he has to test positive by Monday, so he'll have to have contracted it a few days ago. And we have an insider there in the Biden administration.
Oh, my God. And this is your sister.
Yeah, this is my sister.
Right.
Kamala Harris, who is my sister.
Right, right, right. And she's going to slip him the COVID.
Well, yeah, she's a little in the hole, so yeah, she's going to...
We'll keep this part off the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got my hand up on the other side of the...
Yeah, me too. They can't see us, they can't hear us.
So anyway, my lock of the week, President Joe Biden, COVID positive.
That is... Wow. Wow. That is a really interesting lock, and I'm going to ride with you.
Let's ride.
Now, I have a lock of the week that is March Madness based, okay?
That's better.
Coach Krzyzewski,
yes.
The Duke coach.
Last coach. Last
we are
coach.
Betting every cent we have that you will not see his teeth throughout the whole tournament. The guy does not smile, even when he yells. His mouth is about as big as a marble. And we're not talking the slammer marble. We're talking the tiny ones. You know
Don't
what I mean?
Get it confused out there, folks. So this is a great bet. No Coach K teeth. All March Madness. So we got to go a month and a half. So this means even what if he, you know, sneezes or something like that? You're saying his mouth is so small we're not going to see.
His mouth is sewn shut and he's about ready to retire. So he's already sad.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to see his teeth all year. But if
wow.
we do, of course, that means it's going to be a long summer.
Yes. If Krzyzewski's teeth show themselves, that's 6 extra weeks of basketball.
That's right, baby. And I listen, as a betting man, of course, I'm going to take the lock.
Oh, yeah.
But as a human being, I would love to have more basketball this year.
Yes, me too. Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great bet, and I'm going to double down on that. I'm going to say that is my, not only my lock of the week, that is my guaranteed backup. If you lose this bet, I will pay you the money you
want. Wow. Lose. And that's the best part of the pod, folks. We guarantee your bets. Asterisk, no, we don't.
And that's a big asterisk. Check the website for all rules and regulations on the asterisks. We guarantee your bets. No, we don't. Now, this is also a social time of the year. A lot of times, of gambling, you do it on your own, you do it at home. We like to go into the sports books and just chat with the guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of the best guys you ever meet are sitting in a sports book. They'll go to Vegas for 3 days, and they'll be in one room the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching big TVs, you're screaming with other guys, and your wife, who knows where she is.
Now, this is leads us into our next segment. Where is our wife this week?
Where in the world is either of our wives?
Now, I have gotten a photo from my wife's perspective of where she is.
I love these.
So I have to use the context clues of the photos to figure out where my wife is.
You can see what she's seeing, but you can't see her.
Yes.
And sometimes she's tricked you because she didn't actually take the photo.
Now, that's the big trick there. Sometimes it's what she's seeing, but she's not taking the photo.
And right.
Maybe the photo's being taken by my... you know, my sister, who my wife spends a lot of time with, or her mother, who she's with.
And sometimes she'll take a picture of a beautiful landscape. You're saying, okay, that's the beach. We're staying at this hotel. She's probably outside in front of the beach.
That's right.
But sometimes she'll take a cryptic one. She'll take a picture of her toes, and it's near a manhole. I don't know where she is.
I have no idea.
I got to go check all the manholes in town. Those are harder to bet on.
Yeah, so I've told my wife we need something more location specific. Mm-hmm. The manhole one, obviously.
But she likes to have fun. I mean, she knows how smart you are. She's not just going to spoon feed you. She's going to give you crumbs.
She will. Obviously, you know, when we had to go tour the Cigar Asterisk factory in South Dakota.
Yes.
She sent me a picture.
Cohiba Asterisk. Almost Cigars.
Well, she sent me a picture right in front of the Four Presidents Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call that?
Yeah, the Four Presidents Mountain, Rushmore.
Yes. And so
you are talking about that Four Presidents Mountain.
It's the one in South Dakota, and it's it's Morgan Freeman. It's Kevin Klein,
the guy from Richie Rich.
The guy from Richie Rich. And then it's, let's see, who is the fourth president on
who
there?
Who is that? Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford,
from Air Force One.
Yeah. So it's, and it's a, you know, some people would say it's more of a hill, it's a mountain. And
yeah, oh yeah.
Four big presidents.
Yeah.
So anyway, my wife sent a picture from there. But this week's Where in the World is Either of Our Wives is a photo of, it looks like my, we'll put it on the website. It looks like my wife is in a movie theater because I'm seeing popcorn.
Yep.
And I am seeing, of course, Robert Pattinson as the Batman in the background.
Okay, so we can assume she's seeing Batman.
Now, from context clues, we got to figure out which theater this is. It doesn't look like she's reclined.
No, but I know she loves stadium seating. She's not going to sit in one of those old theaters.
No, no. She has a very bad back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's tough, you know. It's tough because...
Folks, if you're young, two things I need you to take care of.
Here we go.
Your mouth and your back. Death creeps in through the gums, and your back is the center of your body.
That's incredible advice.
Yeah.
I've never heard that from you, and I'm moved by it because...
Well, when I lost the back half of my teeth, top and bottom, I lost 16 teeth.
Yeah.
Four on each... quadrant in the back.
Yeah.
The doctor said, if you never brush back there, and I said, I only brush the front because that's all that people see.
And
pearly
front,
whites.
Your front teeth are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at that.
That's pearly whites up front and completely disintegrated, never touched teeth in the back.
And then because you're trying to protect your front teeth, you chew mostly with the back.
Yeah, well, now I'm gumming it. Now I'm gumming it. So anyway, take care of your mouth, take care of your back, and where the heck is your wife?
And that's the question. So the last we talked, my wife was going to visit my son in Providence.
Okay.
I said I won't. It's too far away. The plane flight is miserable. Airports are scary. I don't want to bring COVID to my
son. He made the choice to go there. Why do you have to travel there? Isn't he going to come home?
It's and it's, why don't you ever come visit me? That's me saying to him, you know.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely in the house here.
Right, and surely you'd pay for him to come out, right? He doesn't have to do it on his own dime.
Depending on my winnings that month, I'd be interested in it. But, you know, he's 18 now.
his job.
He was able to find a way to pay for college.
He was able to find a way to move away.
So why can't he find his flight back?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I got to pay for that. Exactly. So he can pay to leave me, but I got to pay to bring him back?
Jesus
no
Christ.
Fucking way. He's majoring, by the way, he wants to be a cop, which sucks.
Jeez. That does suck.
It really sucks. He's really interested in law enforcement.
If you want to be a cop at 18, what happened?
There is nothing more upsetting than a young Republican.
What's the deal? You've only ever, I don't know, read the paper? What, have you ever lived in the world?
Well, I know one thing, you're white. right? I mean.
To everybody from my high school. Sorry. You're all weird.
But it's absolutely insane to be passionately positive about George W. Bush at the age of 16. What could you get out of that?
Well, at least his dad did the Gulf War. I guess you're thinking of those good times.
You don't hate Saddam that much. Your dad's or someone does. You don't care.
How could you know? You're stupid in school. Anywho, your son is ungrateful.
But
we've got to find your wife.
Yes. So all guesses are welcome. And if you can also find her new phone number, she is now texting me from different burner phones. So I would love
She's
having a blast with where in the world is your wife.
Well, my bet is she's either at the United Artist. Because that's a nice theater.
Really?
It's the one we've always been going to. It's sort of classic for all of us, I think. All of our families have been going there.
Yeah, for a long time.
But she could be at the New Century. There's a New Century Theater that's pretty nice, too. Yeah. We don't have as many memories there.
Yes, that's the thing. She likes the Century more. She says they play less previews, and the seats are more comfortable. But all our memories are at the UA.
Yeah.
I mean, the UA is where we saw Deep Impact.
Oh, my God. That impact went deep.
It really did. I mean, from the... For moment one, when lights are up at young Elijah Wood at the observatory in Arizona, and you're saying, what's going to happen?
Totally. And I do say that at the beginning of every movie.
Loudly.
What's going to happen?
Very loudly. And well, and so this brings us to, please help me find my wife, but this brings us to our movie gamble of the week.
Yes.
Because we do gamble on film plots. We gamble on...
We gamble on plots. We gamble on box office. We gamble on haircut.
We do gamble on haircut. Which...
I lost a lot of money in The Bourne Supremacy.
Yeah.
The very beginning, both characters have to cut and dye both of their hair.
That really...
I thought, there's no way in this movie about espionage somebody is going to change their look.
When Julia Stiles went into that bathroom with that hair dye... the whole theater heard you go, oh, fuck.
Oh, what's going to happen? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But hey, it taught me my lesson.
That's
Matt
right.
Damon is never going to make a movie where his hair stays the same the whole time.
It's never happened. It almost happened in Downsizing, and that was a bit of a... what's it called? A caveat. Because he didn't cut his hair.
I thought I won. I sent it into Vegas. They go, that hair was technically shortened.
Yes, they made his hair smaller when he shrank, technically. And that really was
Screwed me. I lost a lot of bets on downsizing.
Yeah, downsizing.
I bet that the vodka bottle would stay the same size. It got huge.
It's a terrible bet.
I bet that...
We're really against that bet. Just leave that bet alone if you don't want to bet on...
I thought I had the movie pegged. Yeah. It turns out I was pegged by the movie.
You sure were. Well, do you remember Ocean's 12?
Oh, my God.
My bet was they're going to trick everyone... And it's just going to be Ocean's 11. They're going to show the same exact movie again.
Your bet was there's going to be 11 guys in Ocean's 12.
Yeah. I said the 12 is like maybe time related.
Right.
Or...
It's Ocean's 11, but it's a sequel. So they had to put a 2 in there.
Yeah, they just had to change that. What's
classic. I'll tell you what really fucked me. Ocean's 8.
Oh, my God.
Ocean's 8. They subtracted 4.
Ocean's 8 was a tough tax year for us. They subtracted 4. We said it would still be 11. And we said, all men.
All men. Even after seeing the trailer, I thought for sure those were going to be Mission Impossible style face pulls. Uh-huh. You know?
Hey, the whole movie, you're sitting there, when's the face pull going to happen?
When's Mindy Kaling going to pull off her face and show that she's, you know, Tom Cruise?
Yeah, and everyone said, well, it's not going to happen. Bernie Mac is unfortunately not with us anymore, and you said they could CGI him back in.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So this week, we've gambled on some of the movies in theaters right now. We've got Dog, the touching tale of Channing Tatum and a German Shepherd war veteran.
That's right.
Who can neither of them can be tamed, and yet they find some sort of love and comfort in each other.
My big bet in this movie is the dog bites Channing.
Uh-huh.
And it's a comedic point. It's a comedic point. He bites him right on the arm, and he says, not me.
Yeah.
I'm the one guy who likes you.
And I was with you with a lot of this bet. I said, hey, I love saying he bites Channing. I think that you're going so specific on the dialogue afterwards.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't know if he will say, not me, I'm the one who likes you, because that is such on-the-nose dialogue.
But I know dialogue.
You do. You do. I mean, we are talking to the writer of Pixar. What, was it Pixar? No. It was
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks is a monster's butt, which never got made.
Yeah, what's a fan fiction? It's you know, you've seen Monsters, Inc., you've seen Monsters University, which were Pixar.
Right.
But I pitched that we do a DreamWorks one called Monster's Butt.
And it was inspired by Deep Impact, where you said, well, Armageddon, Deep Impact.
The impact Monsters is so Inc., deep.
Monster's Butt.
Yes.
Deep Butt.
Deep Butt. I thought it was going to be Butt Zowski.
Yes,
was the
Mike
main character.
Bozowski.
Yep, yep, yep. Turns out I was sued.
Yes.
For even writing the thing. I think they got a little threatened with how good it was.
Billy Crystal sued you for libel.
It's not the first time Crystal sued my ass. You know, it's funny. I'm not a big comedy guy as far as watching it all. I thought Crystal was a lawyer before I even knew he did comedy. I've been sued by Crystal 10 times.
You got sued by Billy Crystal at a Clippers game.
Yes.
That was because you said you had the same seats, and so you sat on Billy Crystal.
Yes, I got sued by Billy Crystal at Katz's Delicatessen.
That's right, of course.
And I'll tell you what, the sound I let out was a lot like what Meg Ryan did.
It was the same thing. Yeah, you can't sue for just someone having an orgasm near you. That's not suable.
I kept my clothes on. Bill,
you got sued by Billy Crystal for My Giant, right?
Because, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I was walking around on stilts and I confused him a little bit, and he sued me for emotional distress.
Emotional distress because he thought you were George Burisson.
Yeah.
So, I do want to say, fuck Billy Crystal.
Fuck Billy
nothing
Crystal.
Nothing but an enemy of the podcast.
That's right.
That being said, you make a City Slickers 3, I will be the first person to buy it.
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven if we get City Slickers 3.
Get the guys back together. I'm talking Stern. I'm talking Lovitz. I'm talking Jack Palance from Beyond the Grave.
And it could be a Curly's Gold again. I don't care.
Same movie. Do Oceans. That's what I'll be betting on.
The one thing I require, Billy in a Mets hat. Billy in a Mets hat in the West.
I want.
That's what we want to see.
Billy in the West. A fish out of water, especially with technology now.
Yes.
It's things have moved so fast.
Oh,
how is
God.
This guy going to be able to handle not having a cell phone with
hilarious.
Him? Really funny.
Old Jew in the country. Hilarious.
Really funny. So our big bet of the our movie bet number one is Dog bites Tatum. Tatum says, don't bite me. I'm your friend. And how much are you putting on that?
Well, I'm putting on $1,000.
All right, that's great. And I will be betting, of course, I will say RIP to my cousin Jimmy, but I'll be betting Jimmy's farm on this one.
RIP, Jimmy. Thank you for the bequeathal.
Thank you, Jimmy. And we are so sorry you could not get Putin, but we appreciate the effort, Jimmy. We really do.
We really do.
Eventually, one of us is going to have to go out there. We're trusting some of the people that
I think
have a little more experience, maybe military and stuff. You and I have none, but someone's going to have to take this.
Of course not. We are technically, and this is just technically, draft dodgers.
Yeah, on a technicality, I would say, because we both got drafted. Oh, well, we both signed up for the Marines for free college.
Yes.
And then when they called us in for ROTC, We bailed and we went to college first, which you could do at the time. They changed the law because of us. We took the free college and they said, all right, time to do your
service. And they were also mad at us because we took the free room and board, but we didn't take any of the classes.
We lived on campus and started a gambling ring, which was how we met.
Yeah.
Was we started a light gambling ring at the place where Marines go to school.
Absolutely. I don't even remember.
I mean,
I think we gambled the name away. Wasn't that what it was?
That's right. Yeah. So we went to what is now known as Bilzerian University.
That's right. But it was at one time some sort of Marine name.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. But anyway, and then, of course, when the Iraq War started kind of getting deeper.
Whole new can of worms.
That was when we realized we really wanted to live in Mexico.
Yeah, no reason. No. We just figured it was time to go south.
We wanted to learn Spanish.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. Immersive.
Yeah, and so we spent, I think, 8 years there. And then,
this isn't about why we dodged the draft. This is a gambling pod, and I got to be honest. We got some games to get back to.
Yes, we do.
So we hope you liked all the tips we gave you. We hope you bet the farm, you double down, you do it all. But we got to get back to watching this March Madness.
That's right. Now, this episode comes out on Monday. So this is our Back to the Future. So you'll hear a bet we made, and we'll see how it pays off on Monday. You'll know when this came out whether it won or not.
That's right.
So, we are hoping that here's the bet that we made was that Charles Barkley would call one of the games by himself.
Uh-huh.
And that it would be hilarious.
Right.
And so that's what we're hoping for. We got...
Let's see. It would be a first. It would be a first for any announcer to do the games just alone. But if we think anyone can do it, we think it would be Chuck.
It's Big Chuck. We love you out there, Chuck. Keep up the good work.
And then another side bet we have is how many commercials is Chuck going to be in throughout the whole tournament?
That's right. We have it now on 420.
That's the over-under, 420. Yeah.
So we said over. Right?
Over, yeah, yeah. 421 or more.
Yeah.
So feel free to take those bets. Feel free to just watch and see what our track record is. But I think it's safe to say you can trust us.
I did just see Barkley in the background of one of those Arms of an Angel SPCA. I think he was just like visiting and they caught him in the background. So I don't know if that counts for one.
That guy is always around a camera.
He really is.
He knows how to find his light and his lens.
Sure. Yeah, good for him. Which we do not do as well. We like the microphone.
That's right. Well, to all you gamblers at home and all you gamblers abroad, thank you so much for listening, and happy betting to you.
Happy betting to you.